My career as an electrician began in a pretty routine, predictable manner. I showed up on that first job that first day as a raw recruit, a helper. And that was exactly where I needed to be. I had mechanical aptitude. I knew some things, but I wasn't an electrician, and I knew that. It was if I was going to make progress, then I would need a good teacher. Well, the first man that I worked with was a good teacher. Plus, he was patient and kind, and we got along well. He was a good teacher, and I became a good student. I wanted to learn. I wanted to make progress. So those first few months went along really well. Well, one day I was thanking him for that. I realized that he was being patient with me, and I told him that I knew that and that he was a good teacher, and I enjoyed my time working with him. It had been a good season, and I thought it would go on for some time in the future. Well, he stopped right there and said this, "Well, I appreciate that, but you won't be working with me that much longer. This company needs people who can move along, take positions of more responsibility, and eventually be lead electricians on their own jobs." Well, at that time, that seemed kind of out of touch for me. I'd made some progress, but there was still a lot of room for growth, and I knew that. Well, after some more months, that call came. I was going to be reassigned. I was going to leave that coworker trainee role, and I was going to take a position with much more responsibility. And the first day when I arrived on that job, boy, I could feel it in my heart. The feeling that I had was fear of failure. I was the one that was in charge. I was the one that was the lead on the job, and it was a big job, much responsibility. Well, here's where I learned. I wasn't alone on that job. There was another worker there, a coworker, who was a seasoned electrician. He had years of experience, and he was very good at what he did. He just didn't want to be the visible lead on that job. He didn't want to go to the meetings. He didn't want to be responsible to the superintendent. He didn't want to direct the coworkers, do the paperwork, order the materials. He didn't want to do those things. He wanted me to do those things. We would work together. You see, it began to settle in my heart. I am not alone here. Tim is with me, and together we can handle whatever comes our way on any given day. And that fear of failure, that fear of being alone and in over my head began to go away in my heart until it was replaced by a quiet confidence as I got to work each day. It wasn't arrogance, it was just confidence. There's nothing that can come our way today on this job that Tim and I can't accomplish. We can work together and we will get it done. I was not alone on that job. Tim was with me. Well, God wants that principle to be working in our heart as we go through the difficulties of our everyday life. We are not alone. God is with us. Sometimes our personal lives are trouble-filled. There are things that are happening in our life, and we can feel alone. God, I need help. Well, the answer from God is, I am with you. You are not alone. I am with you. God is willing to teach us, to help us, to guide us, to lead us through life's difficult situations. Plus, God wants us to be useful in His kingdom. God wants us to live for Him in a way that honors Him. And we can be a little shy of taking that spot with confidence because we see our own inadequacies. God, I'm not up to that. I can't do that for you. And God's answer to this is simply, you are not alone. I am with you. It's not something you do. It's something we do, and we are up to the challenge. When David was a shepherd boy, he wrote what we know as the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And he went on, and you remember a lot of that psalm by heart, perhaps. Well, there's one very assuring, reassuring phrase in that psalm. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because God is with me. I am up to the challenges, the troubles, the problems, the difficulties of this day because God is with me. I am not alone. God is with me." Let's pray about that. God, help that to settle into our heart. When we feel that fear of inadequacy or that fear of failure or some other reluctance to be confident in what you can accomplish in and through our lives, God, help us to remember we are not alone. You are with us.